The sky was graying with dawn when Kai pulled off I-95 to gas up an hour south of Jacksonville, Florida. All of South Carolina and Georgia had disappeared under his wheels as he drove through the night. Now his eyes felt full of sand, and Heidi, his Weimaraner, was growing restless in the confines of the truck's cab. The dark interior of the truck was lit only by the lights on the dash, and Kai welcomed the bright fluorescent lights of the gas station as he pulled under the shelter. He was tired, but still filled with an electric energy that drove him on. For the first time in a long while, he wished he hadn't gone off his meds. The charge of his mind wasn't enough to fuel his body like it had when he was younger. The mania was like an embrace he couldn't shrug off, and now he knew he was tired. After parking by a gas pump close to the road, Kai reassured Heidi he'd be back as he closed the door on her whimpering. Though the gas station was deserted, he made sure the truck was locked before he strode across the concrete and the harsh glare of greenish-white light to the door of the Mobile Mart. Inside, a bored woman behind the counter looked him over dispassionately as he made his way to the restroom. Once he was inside the stall, he locked the door behind him and drew a folded wad of cash from his jeans pocket. He was carrying the $5,000 he'd saved over a summer's worth of work. He'd closed his savings account in the bank in Kill Devil Hills the Friday before. Carefully, he peeled off a few 20s to pay for his gas, and another in the series of frozen coffee drinks sold in wayside places like this. He shoved the wad back in his left front pants pocket and stashed the 20s in his back pocket before he stepped to the urinal and relieved himself of the large frozen drink from his last stop hours before. After he finished and zipped up, he turned to the sink and roughly washed his face with cold water. Lifting his head, he stared into his red-rimmed eyes and saw the reflection of all the oncoming headlights and red taillights he'd chased for the past 12 hours. The tiredness in his body was like an ache. He was stiff from sitting in the driver's seat, steering the truck across hundreds of miles of highway, but his mind was still racing along just over the speed limit. He looked at his hands. They were curiously still, free of the fine tremor that assailed them when he was medicated. Absently, he tore off a length of paper towel and dried his face and hands. Kai glanced at himself once more in the mirror as he considered going into the stash of painkillers he'd cop from Linda before she was arrested. He still had many miles to go, but if he treated himself to a pill now, it would go a long way to making the remaining miles more bearable.